Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Throwback Thursday, April 17th, 2024. Steve Cypress here, gorgeous sunset finishing up behind me here in sunny Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona area. And yesterday marked the 60th anniversary of the introduction, the launch of the world famous now Ford Mustang. And it was practically famous at the time it first debuted, because it was a spectacular implementation of the launch strategy. Now, before we get going, I have helped many, many business owners do many, many launches in all kinds of different industries. So if you want help with that, connect with me any way you can. Go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. Send me an email, steve@stevecypress.com. Shoot me a message wherever you're watching this or listening or reading it. Get a hold of me. If you don't want to work with me, I'll point you in the right direction to someone else that'll help you out. I'll give you some free advice. Can't stay on all day with you, but I will help you out. Because the launch strategy, most famously, if you ask me, is put on by the motion picture industry. So you'll often see billboards coming soon with some kind of image from a movie, especially if it's a sequel. And you'll see all kinds of TV commercials coming soon, or coming to your area, or coming to a theater near you, all that kind of stuff. And then the stars of the film make the rounds of the late night TV talk shows and the daytime talk shows, and video trailers go up all over social media to get the buzz going. And so launch is all about the buzz before the actual event begins. And Ford Mustang did it fantastically. So a couple of things they did. Before it debuted, Ford Mustang was on the cover of the two biggest weekly publications in the U.S. back in those days, Time Magazine and Newsweek. The evening before it debuted, it had commercials running simultaneously on all three of the major networks, the three major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, still around today. But their viewership is way, way down. Back then, there was no internet, there was no Netflix, YouTube. There was no cable TV, there was no HBO, any of that stuff. Just about everybody that was watching TV on any given evening was watching one of those three major networks. Over 90% of viewership in prime time that night saw or had a chance to see it played. And maybe they were, you know, heading to the kitchen for something to eat. But it played on all three major networks the night before, got the buzz going, and then it was debuted at the New York World's Fair. Now, my parents took me to the New York World's Fair. I don't remember, of course, pretty much nothing about it. I remember a bunch of stuff, but I don't remember the date. I doubt it was on the date, April 17th, 1964, of the debut of the Ford Mustang. So it was likely after, and I probably saw the Ford Mustang on display. Who knows? I don't remember. I did see all kinds of, I remember all kinds of futuristic displays, GE, and I remember, you know, the Future Kitchen of America. I remember seeing It's a Small World before it went on to Disneyland, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, Lee Iacocca was involved with this later on, was brilliant in the turnaround of Chrysler, all kinds of great marketing stuff he did there. But this Ford Mustang, it was debuted at the World's Fair at the same time. That's the day that it first became available in Ford dealerships all across the country, and they had massive sales of over 20,000 Ford Mustangs that first day, similar to what people do now when the new Apple products are coming out, the new iPhone, the new iPad, the, you know, people line up for midnight or concert tickets. People sleep overnight to get online to get those tickets. That's what happened all across the country with that Ford Mustang. People couldn't wait to get theirs. And then, of course, that year it sold almost 500,000 Ford Mustangs or so. And remember, the population was way, way less 60 years ago here in the U.S. Anyway, big buzz created by the launch strategy. Before that car was available for sale, it was featured, it was you know, honored all over the place. The buzz was going crazy. You can do the same for your business, for any type of business. You can create buzz before something is ready. Often people come to me and say, you know, I've been trying to sell my product or service for a while. Can you help me? Or I'm almost done with my product or service, so I want to start talking about the marketing. I'm like, man, you should have started the marketing way before that thing was ready to sell. You're already behind the eight ball, so you certainly shouldn't make a big, big mistake that so many business owners make, unfortunately, as they wait until something is ready to sell to start promoting it. Again, concerts don't do that. Sports teams don't do that. Theater doesn't do that. Films don't do that. The Ford Mustang did not do that. It's not the smart way to go. When you have an idea for your product or service, already start creating the buzz. And again, I can help you with that. So please like this, share it, subscribe, however you can do all those kind of things that helps this with all the algorithms to be seen and heard and read by more people. And I really appreciate that. And get a hold of me any way you want with a personal message or comment wherever you're seeing this, or send me an email or go to my website, thewowstrategy.com. Got some free videos for you there. So I will help you out. And the reason I do this, by the way, is I can afford to do it because once in a while, not every day or so, but once in a while, I mean, at this point in my career, I don't take on a lot of clients, but once in a while, I take on a new client that first came to me for help on a phone call, and they want more of my help right away. Maybe it's down the road, but anyway, I love small business owners. At this point in my career, I am in major giving back mode anyway, so I will help you out. Anyway, you can get a hold of me. That's great, and that'll do it. For Throwback Thursday, April 17th, 2024, sunset almost complete behind me. That'll be my cue to sign off. Thanks for being here today, and I will catch you tomorrow on Foundation Friday. Until then, over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.